Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, John Jaha. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Angel Miranda. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. And now, play ball. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr bunts towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lofton strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Franco reaches second base with a double. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Berga hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Berga reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. There goes Murray trying to get to home. Mieske throws the ball into Vina, who relays the ball to Matheny, who tags Murray, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 2-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Laos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Laos reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Laos scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vina for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Berga reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carr. Bell reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Scott Laos, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Laos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Laos hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizcal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizcal is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizcal hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Vizcal reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a line drive into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina catches it and throws to second with Valentin covering, to double up Vizcal. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with Hershiser covering, for the out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 1 in the game. Mieske hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny is hit by the pitch. Vina moves to second. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 2 in the game. Carr hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Ramirez moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Leos hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Miranda fires to first and picks off Vizquel. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mieske is 0-for-2 in the game. Mieske strikes out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vina is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Matheny hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carr is 0-for-3 in the game. Carr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vina moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Mieske throws the ball into Valentin, who tags Bell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julian Tavares now pitching. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jaha strikes out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 3 in the game. Mieske strikes out. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vina is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vina hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Leoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing second base. Wayne Kirby now playing right field. Jesse Livas pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Jesse Livas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Livas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carr strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.